This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Living Life Single, the show that embraces laughter whilst exploring everything about single life. Join us as we discuss life topics with a single slant, as we find acceptance and learn to embrace our singledom. Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome. You're listening to Joy 94.9, Living Life Single with Yanni and Jono. Hey, Jono.
Hey, Yanni. How are you?
I am well, but my dear friend, I'm not going to ask who you are because you are not well.
I'm beaming in from planet Uranus.
Not mine, I tell you that. So the poor guy, he's on his bed. He's like, what?
I'm not on my deathbed, by the way.
And I'm imagining you there, Jono, with people feeding you grapes and all that. Is that what's going on?
I'd like to think so, yeah, in my head. That is not what's happening, no.
No. God, you poor thing. Anyway, we are going to be having an amazing show today. It's going to be great. Yeah. What are we talking about tonight, Jono? Tell me.
We're kicking off with, damn, girl. It costs more to be single. It does, you know, like it's so ridiculous. But you know what? It's worth it. It's worth it.
It is 100% worth it. And we're going to be delving into all things costs to do with being single. But we're going to tell you why it's amazing.
Absolutely.
Joy 94.9.
This is Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself.
Joy 94.9, Living Life Single with Yanni and Jono. Jono, and what are we talking about today, Jono? Just remind everyone.
Oh, my God, to remind you, damn, girl, it costs more to be single, but it's worth it, you know?
100%. So before, you were saying that you were going to tell us something.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, you send me a lot of things through the week, but I can't repeat a lot of them. I share a lot of them because they're too rude. But you did send me a very interesting article about single people and the tax that so-called single tax that we're getting. And I have a couple of experiences, not necessarily in terms of bills, because I guess if I'm in a home with somebody else, you know, you're using twice as much. So it can be fair in some respects, but I'm quite anal in terms of, I turn everything off at the electricity points and, it has to be really cold for me to put the heating on and stuff like that. So I try and save where I can.
Yeah.
So I'm quite good like that, but I just had a couple of other examples, and one really kind of annoyed me a little bit. So I had some friends come over from Adelaide for my 40th a couple of years ago, and then they invited me to a special birthday of theirs, and it was on a cruise ship.
Oh, that's fun.
And I was like, do you know what? I fancy that, and the rate looks good, and I'm happy to pay that because, you know, it includes food and your drinks and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yep.
And I went to price it up, and because I'm single, I have to pay a single supplement, and the supplement it ended up being more than the couples were paying. So they would split that cost in half. I was paying double. It was like $2,000-$3,000.
That's insane. So are you paying that to the cruise line, or is that to your mates?
The cruise line, because, you know, you're in a cabin that could potentially sleep another person and they're losing money.
That annoys me. What did you do?
I know. So I was like, do you know what? This kind of applies to that, because then I was like, well, look, I know they spent some money to come over for my birthday, but I can't justify that. It's just not fair. I'm not being penalized because I'm single and, you know, I've got to pay for another space. They should want me on board.
Of course. Absolutely. You know what I mean? Like, but you know what? The benefit of that, guess what the benefit of that is, Jono?
Well, please tell me.
Mate, you got the whole room to yourself. Now,
I know,
on a cruise.
It's not worth another grand. Unless they're going to provide someone in the room for me.
You got to. For a grand, who knows, right? You never know. When did it hit you, Jono, that like the financial reality of being single? When did it sort of go for you? Oh my god, like I'm single now, and things are going to cost more.
I think it's always been there, and like it's like, you know, when people moan about bills and stuff, it's like, well, I'm on my own. Just imagine being on your own. I've still got to pay for my rego. I've still got to pay, you know, fuel and getting to work, transport cost, bills, Medicare, and all that kind of usual palaver. So, you know, luckily enough, I've always been in a good job and I've never stopped working. But I mean, that's a whole nother story if we're going to talk immigration and stuff. Like, that's a whole nother subject we can talk another day, where in terms of costs, what I've had to pay out over the years.
Is that another episode, Jono?
My God, absolutely. But when I realized was maybe just this Christmas or the Christmas before, like, you know, we all do Christmas gifts as a family, and we don't go crazy, but I, you know what, every now and again I do, but then you don't give to receive. But I realized that we're talking about Christmas gifts.
Of course.
But I realize that I give more than I really should. And, you know, and I really like to see, not with my niece, that's a different kettle of fish I'll just buy her anything she wants. But, you know,
you're the favorite uncle, right?
I reckon I am. But, you know, why, you know, I have to, you know, there's complaints within the family that they're not earning enough and that they've got to pay for all this other stuff. But, you know, I'm on my own here paying for it all. And, you know, I have a good job, but there is only one income, whereas they've got double incomes.
It's that expectation that people just think you'll be right. Or that, not even the expectation. People forget, like, even when you're buying gifts. So I would buy gifts for people, but group gifts, couples, for example, you know, if it's like $80, I'll put in $80 and the couple will put in $80 too. And it's like, hang on a second.
No.
Let's just take a step back here. Something's not quite adding up here. And it's really interesting because the couples didn't quite understand the logic around that. So I was hang on. Do I have to explain? Do I have to explain maths? I was relatively good at maths, but you know, there's only so much I can do, right?
Yeah.
All right. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Living Life Single with Yanni and Jono on Joy.
That's right. You are on the freshest new show there is on Joy 94.9. And no, don't adjust this. It is Jono, and I'm joined in the studio by Yanni. Yanni, just before the break, you were asking me about the question in topic, if that makes any sense. And it is, damn girl, you know, it costs more to be single, but it's worth it. I had a couple of stories, but I believe that you have a story to share with everyone.
Well, yeah, thanks, Jono. And you're sounding, you need some water. So go get some water. I'm just like, what have you been doing?
She's thirsty.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess we were talking about, you mentioned when it hit you, or I asked the question.
Correct.
When did you realize it was tough, you know, that, gee, you know, single and all the costs? For me, it was when my flatmate moved out. So I was probably in my mid-30s. And I was like, okay, now I need to be a big boy. Now, I had to make the decision. Do I, A, get a flatmate in again? Or do I, you know,
live life single.
And I'm just like, okay, this is it. Like, we're just flatmates. We weren't dating or anything. And I thought, yep, this is it. This is when I became a big boy. And I tell you what, it's well worth it. Like, I was very fortunate enough. I could afford to do it. But I tell you what, when you get those bills, when you've got that rent to pay by yourself, when you get that bill coming in, you're like, oh my God. Goodness, this is just too much. And Jono, I'm a little bit not like you. Like, so I'm the person I'm the person who has every light on. I constantly like run the dishwasher. I'm just like, you know what? It's not worth it. I just I'm not going to scrounge around, and I like light. Just
are you calling me a scrounger?
A dirty scrounger, yeah.
Dirty scrounger with your deep voice.
With a lovely voice. But what I realized is that I had to take responsibility. In that moment, I realized, right, I need to take responsibility for my own actions.
Yeah.
And we have to. So as single people, for everyone out there, I know it's scary when we're talking about finances. It brings, like, I leave things right to the end. Okay. I don't like I hate doing life admin. But we've all got to do it. So exactly. If you're out there, our listeners, I know they're out there and they're probably thinking, oh God, I don't want to do it. Do something about your finances. And the best thing, just do something, right?
Just do something.
Do something. Look, read a book. Read a book. There's lots of good books out there. The book that I read was from Scott Pope. I think it's Scott Pope. The Barefoot Investor. And he's got, do you know what he's got, Jono? He's got a bucket system. A system of buckets, one might say.
I was gonna say it sounds like he requires some shoes. Or slippers. I don't know what he's into.
One of the two, right? He's barefoot. He thinks that's the best way. He's one of those modern people, right? Where they walk around barefoot and thinking that's the best. No, what the Barefoot Investor is all about is just, investing simply. And he's got a newsletter and things like that. However, I digress. There's his book explains a system of saving and a system of how to approach your finances. And it's a really easy way to start, to sort of get your fingers a bit wet. Fingers, not fingers. Get your
God, Yanni, where is this book leading?
They do have a date night in there. He does mention about take yourself on a date night to sort out your finances, which is a good idea. Sort of allocate some time, and you can work out what you want to do.
Yeah.
And so for all our listeners out there, the trick is just start, and if you don't know, it's okay. Do a bit of research. Ask friends and family what they do. You'll be really surprised to find that people want to help you, and they'll go, oh, I know a really great financial advisor, or this is my accountant. People always like to share really good services that they have. Mm. So ask your friends and family, because most likely that someone has got a good financial advisor, a good accountant they can refer you to.
Yanni, I was going to ask, how are you managing your finances at the moment? Do you have a system in place, or are you, I turn everything off, and I'm quite, efficient in that way. But when it comes to spending, I'm like, do you know what? As long as my bills are paid, it's going left, right, and center. It's like, it's going out like anything. How about you?
Well, look, you know what? I've got the balance of being, I think I've got the balance between being a tight ass and growing up poor. So when I was, I shouldn't say that. I was very, very lucky. However, I just don't buy crap I don't need anymore. And I think I've always been very good at that. And I think I've always been very good at saving cash. So I've been always quite disciplined in that way. Although I don't, turn off the lights, I do get rid of stuff that I don't need. So if there's any additional costs, I try not to do it that way. And that kind of works for me.
Yeah, the same.
We're listening to Joy 94.9.
Celebrate your singledom with Living Life Single here on Joy.
Joy 94.9, you're with Yanni and Jono on Living Life Single. The only way to live, right, Jono?
Hey?
The only way to live, single, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, that's why we're here, right?
100%. And to do that, we need some money.
Oh, my God. Do we not? I mean, I'm just going off topic for a second. I'm that desperate. I'm joking. But we do have an office.
Jono, you may produce a Jack laugh out loud then. That hasn't happened.
we do have an office syndicate lotto that I'm in, and I have to put like $2 in a week, but I love it because I'm desperate. She needs the money. She works hard for the money.
I'm all about that Tats lotto. And here's a little random fact that only Cypriot people will know. So I'm giving you something here, Jono. You know, you know, like money. The words money. In Cypriot, when someone says, are there money, it means hurry up. Like, hurry up. So I got that all the time as a kid. It was like, are there money. It's like, hurry up.
Oh, wow.
I know, right? Who would have thought?
I love that, though. I think, didn't the Greeks invent the bank? I don't know. I'm just making that up. I want to say that they did. But, you know, they probably did. I'm not being funny. Just those grand pillars. Hey, you know what? Mm-hmm. Before we were talking about why, you know, having a tax essentially on being single, and that, you know, I gave an example of going on a cruise and being charged twice a single supplement, and you were talking about how that impacts you and when your housemate left you, mm-hmm. and the burden of that. Do you know what I think it should be called, or what we should be offered? Mm. It's actually like a single person freedom tax or something like that.
Yes.
Do you not think like it should be called that? Like, we should get bonuses or benefits from the government for being single, because I don't know, we're just not a plague on society. I don't know.
No, a plague. Well, some of us might be, but not in
I'm
that
joking.
Type of way.
Of course I'm joking.
You know what? I reckon, let's reframe it. Rather than for a freedom tax, let's call it a freedom fee, right? Well, we're okay, happy so to pay. We're happy to pay for our freedom. I think that's what we're all looking at, right? Because well, it's a fee for our sanity. We're paying a little bit extra. We're paying and do you know how much that little bit extra is, Jono?
I don't have a clue.
So I've got the article. I've got a little article.
Okay, tell me. And hit me with it.
It's around about 3.5%, right? So.
But we're paying extra.
Yeah.
Just get out of town
right
now.
It's basically costing us.
Are you joking?
The exact line says, studies suggest that singles tax, at least official count, was 3.5%, right? And that's crazy, right? But here's the crazy stuff. He says it could be up to 10 to 15%.
Do you know what? Jono suggests that they go take that and they shove it where the sun don't shine. That's ridiculous. Do you know what? I was thinking about this before. Mm. Everyone, like, I'm invited to bloody weddings, bar mitzvahs, 21sts, and all this kind of stuff. I had one 40th birthday, and that was a little while ago, but it was about time. Mm. But everyone's getting married and engaged and all that kind of stuff. I've said to my parents, I feel like I'm missing out because both my siblings will have, you know, had some money towards their weddings, more so my sister, it's because it's the father and the mother of the bride and so what have you.
Yep.
But I said, I'm going to throw a party for me because I'm just single and fabulous. And you can bring me money in gifts and envelopes.
Yes.
If you want to do it, I don't care. Just bring me gifts and I'm going to celebrate being single.
Yeah.
And I'll have a wedding in my garden to myself with my family and friends. I do not care. We all just get drunk, bring me money.
We have to recuperate those costs, right?
Exactly. Where, and like, it does cost a lot of money to look this cheap. No, actually, there's a good friend of mine, Dolly Parton, said that.
Yes, she did. But look, to all our listeners, I did have a look at Jono before because he was looking on screen. He took it off. He just looked like this weird fisherman with like at home with like this. He had his hoodie on, but it look, I'm sorry, I'm not painting you in a good light, John, but it didn't look the best.
No, I don't feel it either. Oh my God. But this is the, you know, this we've got to push through it. And this is my commitment to my lovely colleague here, Yanni, and the show. And you know, it's funny because we were talking about being sick on our last show, you know, and being in crisis. And I thought about that this week, like, you know, chatting about it. Me being stuck at home and everything we talked about previously. So, yeah, it's kind of full circle.
There you go. You're listening to Joy 94.9, Living Life Single.
You're listening to Living Life Single with Yanni and Jono on Joy.
Joy 94.9, Living Life Single with Yanni and Jono. Jono's at home.
Hello. It's me. It's not Latrice Royale. Don't adjust your sets. Or Barry White.
You do sound very luxurious, though.
Oh, I like that description. Luxurious. I don't feel it at the moment.
No.
I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I need to be shot and put out to pasture.
What was that? You need to be shot? Is that what you said? No, no. Once you get better, I'll give you a hug.
Oh, thanks, Yanni. We're going to do more than, oh, actually, I'm no, rephrasing that. Don't. We're going to do more than that. We're going out for Beveraginos, I believe.
I can't wait, because listeners, we still have not done that. Jono and I have not gone out for a bevy.
We've had caffeinated beverages.
Caffeinated ones. And we are going to take producer Jack. We've said we will, but he's a very busy man.
Oh, my God, so busy.
So busy, but we won't go into that.
That's another topic,
right? No, he's rolling his eyes now, Jono. Okay. So, but you know, I want to know more about our listeners, Jono, and what is the best way for them to do that, Jono?
I think they need to jump on Instagram whilst you work out Facebook.
My God.
And give us a follow at Living Life Single. You can find it on Instagram. It's also a very yellowy color pattern, so you can't miss us. Yanni's on there doing a lot. I'll be on there soon. It'll be when I'm looking a little bit better, and we're gonna have some images and things done. But get on there, send us a message on there to both us, and if you've got any topics that you want us to cover, or if you've got any questions, please let us know.
Yeah, do that. And look, we also have the email address, so livinglifesingle@joy.org.au. I still don't know how to check that. So my apologies to all our listeners.
Oh,
if you have emailed us, I will make that a mission this week.
Oh, just for now, flick it through to Instagram.
Please,
you can at least open a message on there. I know you can, because I've sent you stuff.
Yes, I can do that. And look, it's so hilarious me trying to learn how to use Instagram. So thank you to everyone who has followed us and is bearing putting up with me and my dodginess. Do you know what's really great though, Jono? I was in a cafe on the weekend, and I was saying to, not saying, I was trying to figure out Instagram, and there were these lovely young ladies nearby. And I just said, I don't know what I'm doing. I've got a show. Can you help? And then they absolutely helped me. They helped me take a photo. They helped me set it all up. So thank you to those lovely ladies who are now friends. One of them was from France, and she's an author, and a young girl who traveled all over the world by herself. So really, really cool. So that was a big thank you to them. So that was one of the, Jono, it's that time.
I know. Well, I was going to say, isn't that one great thing that's happened to you this week?
Yes, it is. I was going to say something else, but you know what? I'm just going to leave it at that one.
I would say that, because that's double whammy.
That is. It is a great thing. Fantastic. And you know what? This week, something that wasn't great about being single was, Jono, you went in the studio. That wasn't great.
I know. Look, I'm going to be back twice as much next week, and you're going to be sick of me already. I was just chatting to you about, you know, being sick, and I've got to go out and source my own toilet roll. I've literally got to go and do that in a minute, because I realized that whilst I'm sick and stuck at home, I haven't actually gone out and got any toilet roll. So that's the worst thing about being sick.
When did you find that out? Were you like mid, or were you like, when did you realize?
No, that's already been done for the day, but I'm thinking if anything happens from now until the morning, I'm going to be literally in the that was the worst thing. I think the good thing for me was this week, or last weekend, I went to Sydney with my sister to see Bianca Del Rio, and had a lovely little weekend away, and met Bianca Del Rio, and it was such a great evening just to connect with my sister and have some time together and just get out of Melbourne for a night.
That is awesome, Jono. And do you know what? That is our time for tonight, everybody. So thank you to Jono. Thank you. Well, yes, boo. Jono, thank you so much for being here. Thank you to our listeners, and have a fantastic week, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself. Tune in next week, and remember to catch the podcast at joy.org.au/livinglifesingle.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.